This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Before the federal government shutdown last week, the U.S. Geological Survey said it would team up with Mountain West states to study mine waste for critical minerals. The agency has awarded nearly $3 million in cooperative agreements with more than a dozen state geological surveys, including Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, and New Mexico. Jamie Jones with the USGS says the goal is to map and sample rock and tailings at old and active mines to see what valuable minerals like rare earths remain.
To help solve local, state, regional, national priorities, address concerns, and perhaps address this critical mineral crisis, which has become a national security issue.
Those minerals are used in everything from satellites and fighter jets to computer chips and smartphones. Jones said the work would uncover new domestic sources and reduce reliance on foreign supply chains. It's unclear with the shutdown what happens with the money next. Meanwhile, many wildfire and other emergency response personnel will continue working during the shutdown. Plans from the Departments of Interior and Agriculture say wildfire staff and other workers, including law enforcement officers, will be spared. But Max Alonso with the National Federation of Federal Employees Union says not all are so lucky. Some will be working without paychecks until back pay comes when the shutdown ends.
A lot of the staff running the fire, making sure that the operations are running smooth, they're going to be sitting at home.
The White House Budget Office told officials to prepare for possible mass firings during the shutdown in a memo last week. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.